Hello and welcome back to another episode of New Girl Recap with your host, Sasha. And today I will be recapping episodes 13 and 14, but to start off, I'll be talking about episode 13. And this is called Valentine's Day, and in this episode, just give a brief synopsis. Jess persuades Schmidt to be her wingman, and she wants to have a casual relationship with a quote-unquote handsome man on Valentine's Day. So, from the time that this episode is released, it'll be about a week, actually, until Valentine's Day. And it's on a Sunday this year, which is convenient. I like it when holidays are on weekends. It's always nice. And Jess and Schmidt are talking about Valentine's Day in the episode, and they're both single. And Jess mentions how she does want to have a casual relationship on Valentine's Day. And while this is kind of going on, they're talking about that, Nick's going to the office to visit his girlfriend, Julia, and they keep on putting off the date because Nick, for once, actually took initiative and organized a nice date, which is very unlike him. If you've been watching the series, you know that Nick is kind of lazy. He doesn't really take much initiative, especially not in relationships. He kind of lets other people figure things out for him, so this is really rare. And Julia's really busy. She's a lawyer. She has lots of work. And I guess Valentine's Day is really busy for her. And so Nick's kind of upset, obviously, but he still says yes and agrees to wait because it's a polite thing to do. And it's understandable because I think he understands that, yeah, Julia's really busy and work for her is very important. So there's that. And Jess, Schmidt, and Cece are all at the bar, and they're helping Jess find someone to hang out with on Valentine's Day. And Jess ends up meeting Oliver, who's a web creator, as he introduces himself to Jess. And they bond over how much they love lunch, which is a really strange thing to bond over. Of course, Jess ends up finding a guy who loves to bond lunch. Oh my gosh. Which is a really strange thing to bond over. But of course, Jess ends up finding the one guy who loves lunch and can talk about that for, I guess, long enough to introduce himself. And, yeah, they both really love lunch. It's their favorite meal of the day. But personally, I would say breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. Now, this might not be, like, a very popular, but I don't know. It's, like, the first meal of the day, and I really love cereal. And I love oatmeal with, like, some honey and fruit. Yeah, I just like breakfast. I like dinner, too. Both are good. Honestly, I think lunch is kind of meh. But Jess and Oliver don't have a car. And that's a big issue, obviously, because Jess wants to hang out with Oliver at his house. So Schmidt has to take them both to Oliver's house. And Oliver's talking about his tacos that he ate for lunch this past week. And somehow, Nick, Schmidt, and Oliver are all watching TV, sitting on the couch, and eating pizza. And Jess asks Schmidt to leave because she wants to hang out with Oliver alone. And then Schmidt says that he's staying because Jess doesn't have a ride. And he says one of the most iconic quotes, I think, in the whole series, or at least one of the most iconic Schmidt quotes. And it is that it's a horrible neighborhood. There's youths everywhere. And I don't know what experience Schmidt had with youths to make him think this about them, but, or I don't know, maybe Schmidt was the wild youth who was causing trouble in the neighborhood. I'm not sure. And so Schmidt, Jess, and Oliver are all watching Planet of the Apes, and then he gets kicked out of the house because I think Oliver and Jess got offended when Schmidt referred to the apes as something other than an ape. And so they got very worked up over that, and he got kicked out. But someone put bricks under his car, so he can't move it, and he's basically stuck with Oliver and Jess. And then he says, youths, really frustratingly, because, yeah, the youths got him. And I'm not, yeah, anyways. And meanwhile, what this is going on, Nick's hanging out with Cliff, who is Julia's intern. So he's a law intern. He's not getting paid yet. Because Julia's still at work. And so they're just kind of sitting in the office, and at this time it's getting pretty late at night, and Nick and Cliff kind of like Nick pours him some champagne, and Nick and Cliff are just having a heart to heart. They're connecting because Nick's bored. They're probably both bored. And they end up talking about how Nick ended up dropping out of law school, and Nick says that he just didn't and want to end up working under someone else. But he went broke because now he's a bartender, which doesn't mean that he's broke. He went broke because I'm sure he was in debt from all that. Well, he's probably still in a lot of debt from law school. Law school is expensive. And now he's a bartender, and he still ended up working for someone else. He's still working under someone. He's not the manager of the bar. So I don't know. I guess it kind of sends a mixed message there. And then Cliff gets all fired up after hearing Nick talk about why he quit law school. And he says that he's quitting and tells Julia that Nick convinced him. Obviously, this sucks because Julia just lost an employee and Nick looks really, really, really bad in this situation. So, yeah, not awesome. While Oliver and Jess are hanging out, Oliver's ex, Amy, comes over and she's mad because she sees Julia and Oliver kissing. And then Schmidt and Cece enter the house too, like right after Amy comes in and she's very fired up. And Kyle, who is Cece's boyfriend, in case you didn't remember. And Cece and Amy get in a cat fight because Amy starts kissing Kyle to kind of make Oliver jealous. And Nick did, yeah, and that doesn't end well, but Schmidt ends up carrying Cece out of the house on her back and on his back. And to going back to Nick and Julia, Nick ends up doing all of the work for Julia. So all of like the intern work, the paperwork, and the kind of busy work. And she's obviously really happy about that. And they have a cute moment together. And they both talk about how they've never been the ones to really care about Valentine's Day in the past. But this is kind of the first time that it's mattered to them. Yeah, and honestly, like that's such a practical gift, like getting a little bit of work done for someone. I mean, yeah. It's a pretty nice gift. And oh my gosh, at the end of the episode, something pretty big happens, like plot-wise or storyline-wise, and Schmidt and Cece are finally kissing. I'm interested to see where their relationship goes in the rest of the series. We'll find out. And so that kind of sums up episode 13 of New Girl. And now we're going to move on to episode 14, which is called The Bully. And as the title kind of hints towards, we'll be talking about a bully situation with one of Jess's students. So Jess is at school, and these kids are working on some science fair projects to kind of set a background for what's going on in this episode. And one kid, Nathaniel, is getting bullied. And so to solve this problem, Jess ends up singing about bullying in front of her class with Nathaniel next to her. And these kids are videoing her while she's giving this performance. And initially, Jess thought that this was just them kind of showing how important her performance is. And unfortunately, that's not the case. And it's once again just kind of Jess being a little naive and trying to look at the best in people. And her students ended up posting a video of her as a sparrow because the song is called Sad Sparrow. And this is obviously upsetting because Jess is just trying to fix the problem, but I guess her approach wasn't really the best. And she's talking to Winston too, and Winston mentions how he used to be a bully, which is kind of weird. Like, I can't really imagine Winston being a bully, or at least current Winston. He's just kind of goofy, and I personally could not take him seriously if he were bullying me. But kind of moving on to a separate thing within this episode, Nick thinks that Julia is going to break up with him because she sent him a cactus as a gift, and he knows that he can't take care of plants. And he thinks that this is just her kind of representing their relationship with this plant. And he's giving a ton of water to this cactus, which cacti do not need a ton of water. They're desert plants. That's just not how they work. Like, Yeah, they've adapted. Cactuses have cacti or cactuses, I'm not sure, but they've adapted at this point to only need minimal water because their natural habitat is the desert and you don't get a lot of water there. So yeah, and so he's proving that he can't really take care of this plant. And yeah. And Nick also mentions how he thinks that it's a symbol of the relationship, and then he drops the cactus on the floor and breaks it. And Nick also goes on this very self-destructive voicemail rant where he eventually gets to the point where he compares himself to the cactus. And I don't know, I think that this goes to show like how self-destructive Nick can be. Obviously, I think initially, yeah, he was misinterpreting it. The cactus doesn't mean that she's gonna break up with him. And this kind of just like parallels to his relationship with Caroline, I think, because I think he had a lot of self-destructive tendencies there too. I mean, Caroline at times I think didn't treat him very well too, but I think that a lot of what happened there was also his tendency to read into things too much. But anyways, going back to the Jess portion of the episode, Jess finds out that one of her students, the bully, is a girl named Brianna who also made a robot arm for the science fair project. And then she confronts her, and she's mean. This girl is mean. And these kids are pretty young, I think, but she really hit Jess where it hurts by talking about Mr. Genslinger, which is Jess's ex from a couple episodes ago. They broke up on the Christmas episode. And she also says that Jess's happiness and like her bubbly personality seem to be a mask. Yeah, and this is really mean. And so out of rage, Jess rips the arm off of Brianna's robot. And this is not so great. So Jess is getting ready to go to this science fair, but right before that, Julia shows up at their door, at the loft door, and tells Nick that she is indeed going to end it with him and break up with him because she can't be with someone who's sending her a seven voicemail long rant where he's just like digging himself in a hole. And that's probably a part of himself that he hasn't shown Julia yet, that self-destructive tendency. But obviously that's not appealing to someone in a relationship. And yeah, for the first couple of hours, it seems like in the episode, he's kind of just in shock and he's getting very like philosophical, I think, just because of the shock and he doesn't know how to process it. And at the science fair, things kind of go crazy. So Jess tries to fix Brianna's robot arm because she doesn't want Brianna or her parents to get mad at her or for her to get in trouble. And so Brianna goes to start it up and it breaks, and Brianna's parents are blaming Nathaniel for it because apparently Brianna's been telling her parents that Nathaniel has been causing problems for her. Even though in this episode, Nathaniel just seems like this goofy kid he's getting bullied, so I don't know. It doesn't seem like Nathaniel's causing many problems for Brianna. It's the other way around. But obviously Jess does not want Nathaniel to get blamed for this, and she has to do the right thing, so she owns up to it, and Winston says what she can't say to Brianna's parents and says that Brianna's horrible and that he speaks, quote, for the entire human race when he says that people like her should not be making robots. And yeah, I just thought that this was funny because yeah, people like Brianna should not be making robots. And Nick's finally acting upset, and it seems to hit him what really happened. And yeah, things are starting to get rough, and he's crying at the science fair. And this kind of happened near the end of the episode as well, but Cece and Schmidt had quite an advancement in this episode in terms of like their relationship. And in like the middle of it, Schmidt or Cece was saying that she doesn't consider what they're doing to be a relationship, but Schmidt does. Schmidt very much so does. So I think that was hard for him to hear. And he thought that Cece was ashamed to be with him, and she did say that she kind of is. But near the end of the episode, they kind of have this funny moment where they're at a restaurant, and Cece opens up a little bit and says that she always feels like she's shown off by guys who date her for like her beauty and looks and stuff, and she hates that because obviously no one wants to be objectified like that. And so they're at this Chinese restaurant, and Schmidt is really happy and says that announces basically to the whole restaurant that she's dating that he's dating this amazing, smart, fierce, talented woman named Cece. And so he made that nice announcement. He was really proud of her, and I thought that was sweet too. Like, for once, someone's seeing past just Cece's beauty. Cece's very beautiful, but Schmidt is actually recognizing like her intelligence and other things about her than just her looks. And I'm sure that made Cece feel good because I think for her it was really important for her to hear that someone's interested in her for something aside from just her beauty, because she's a model. And I think that she does hear compliments very often about how pretty she is. But yeah, I think that she really appreciated that from Schmidt. And that basically ends these two episodes. And I'm excited to make the rest of the season episodes for the rest of the season because this show definitely picks up in the second half of the season. So I think that I'll have a lot to talk about. Thank you, as always. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope that you have a great week. Thank you. I'll see you next week.